Welcome to Music Scene. I'm your host, Annette Weiser, and I know that you know this pianist, composer, and educator well, the one and only Simon Lasky. Welcome back to studio, Simon.
Hi, Annette. Very happy to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Well, before we talk about the 25th October, wonderful Simon Lasky Group performance at the Palladium, tell us what you've been up to. You've been to London, you've been to New York since we last spoke.
I also moved to St. Peter's, you know, which is loving being here, all the culture, all the vibrant scene down here, lots of gigs. It's been great. I did a summer show in the UK, which is becoming like a regular thing now, trying to keep my name kind of out there on the UK scene a bit, and which has been fun. I was going to go to New York last week, actually, I didn't make it in the end, but I'm going back in, I'm going to go back up there in January. I'm playing about five nights a week, all over, sometimes six.
Let's talk about that, because I mean, Friday night. Tell us about this wonderful Friday night residency at the hotel.
Yeah, this is fun. I call it my bread and butter money. Like, you know, I do shows and I do concerts as a leader and a sideman. But the bread and butter money for about the last 25 years has been solo piano bars. It's, you know, that in that wonderful sort of New York tradition, I guess. And I've always loved doing that. I always like connecting with people. And the Birchwood Hotel down on Beach Drive, they reached out about a year ago and they said, you know, we're thinking of buying a grand piano. And I said, do it and I'll play. and then about a year later, they said, oh, we bought one. So they've got a beautiful Yamaha Baby Grand. It's there in the bar area, and sort of between the restaurant and the bar, and it's a new thing they're trying. They've got someone else playing Saturday nights, a guy called Ray. I don't know him, but I'm there every Friday, 6 till 9 p.m. and it's a beautiful spot, and the piano is great, and it's one of those gigs that I could do my eyes closed with, you know, one hand tied behind my back. It's something that I've done my whole career, and it's a really nice way to sort of build an audience and you know, make people happy. So, yeah, it's been going great. 6 or 9 p.m., the Beechwood Hotel, the Birchwood, not the Beechwood, the Birchwood.
Birchwood.
Hotel.
And so in addition to that, I think you won a big award. You got two 2024 Creative Loafing Best of the Bay Awards, and didn't you just win another one?
I got two last year, and then I didn't win, but it's okay. I was the finalist in two categories, and I think they sort of nominate 10, and then three of you, then it's like a winner, and then two runners-up. I guess it's runners-up, but it's cool. And yeah, the Simon Lasky Group was a runner-up in the, you know what, let me go and have a look at them.
But you know what, this is a big deal, Simon, because here's the thing. Radio St. Pete was a finalist last year, our first year as a finalist. This year we won, but the Simon Lasky Group is a new iteration, and we're going to talk about that. So let's talk about you and Allison Ash and Alejandro Arrhenius, and this new group that you formed. So, I mean, honestly, you're a finalist this year. I know you're going to be a winner next year. So let's move on to this Simon Lasky Group, what you're doing and who you're playing with, and then we'll get around to who's playing with
cool.
you at the concert.
Yeah, I've got sort of two named groups at the moment that I'm involved in. So the group under my own name, the Simon Lasky Group, and that started about, gosh, it's coming in for about 10 years ago in London. We recorded three records, two in London, one out here. And we do concerts, and it's my music or my arrangements, and it's, for people who have been to my shows, my music, I've come from a classical composition background, very sort of formal classical education, which I loved, and, you know, I still love the classical world, and always get to see the Florida Orchestra when I can, you know, and all that kind of thing. But my music's quite quite sort of expansive and cinematic, people have said, and it's not easy. And I think it's that kind of thing. It's quite easy to listen to, but it's really difficult to play.
And that is why you have been, won so many awards, including 2018 British Composer Awards, because
right.
I watch you and you make it look seamless and you smile, but you know what? Everything we hear is original. So that is really exciting. Tell us where you're performing with this group here coming up.
Yes. So that's really nice of you. Thank you. Yeah, we're playing at the Palladium. It's a week on Saturday, so Saturday, October 25th at 8 p.m. ticket sales are going really well. I'm hoping we'll sell out. So do, if people want to come, do get a ticket. And that's where the six-piece, and I might have a special guest actually, that's myself, Alison Nash on vocals, Jack Wilkins, my former professor at USF. He's coming all the way down from North Carolina to play my show, which means I must be doing something right. That's just like the most heartwarming thing ever. James Suggs is going to be on trumpet. Mark Feynman is coming all the way from, is it Minnesota or Minneapolis? That's so bad. Sorry, Mark, I always forget. He's moved up there. He's coming back for the show. And then Alejandro Arenas is going to be on bass. And so that, yeah, tickets are mypalladium.org. And, you know, they're so, so great down there. Folks haven't been to the Palladium. It's an institution here in St. Pete, and it's a wonderful venue, and we're thrilled to be playing there.
Shout out to Paul Wilborn, our buddy, and Palladium also. But you also, let's before we get on to the Baccarat, tell us some of the songs you'll be covering in this, and some of your originals you're going to be doing, Simon.
Yeah. So we've got, I've been composing away. I mean, composing. Just presume that I'm composing all the time if I'm not sleeping or eating. That's basically probably what I'm doing, or practicing the piano. And so I've got some new compositions. One of them, this is going to be a couple of world premieres, which I always think is quite exciting. And then we're going to do a couple of tunes, actually, that we haven't done for a while from my last album from last year, but we haven't played them live for at least a couple of years, I don't think, or maybe 18 months. And then new charts, I've got a new arrangement of Old Devil Moon, which is a standard featuring Alison Nash, but, you know, I've made it quite, hopefully quite personal and lively and fun. We're going to play a Monk tune. We're going to play a Wayne Shorter tune or two. We're going to do standards. I'll probably do a couple of standards with just a trio. And actually, you know what, this will be nice. I'm going to play, this is just a pure fantasy thing. You know, when you're programming a concert, you can just be like, well, I just want to do this. I'm going to play In a Sentimental Mood as a duet with James Suggs.
Folks, have you heard? So listen, I'm going to tell you something.
That's an
exclusive for Radio St. Pete. And Simon, I have to ask you this. You know, still are teaching over at Hillsborough. What is the difference in living here in St. Pete? You say you're with the cool kids. It is really a cool scene here. And for an international perspective, share with our listeners your point of view.
Golly. I mean, that's like a bottle of wine, sit down, kind of two-hour conversation. The difference between Tampa and St. Pete, I mean, I love St. Pete. I had a good time over there. I think is that my phone keeps buzzing. I'm not sure if that's okay. I hope that's okay.
That's okay. We're fine.
Okay. I mean, a lot of my friends are over here. I mean, I'll give you an example. So, you know, doing a gig at Intermezzo in downtown St. Pete. I think it's coming up next month. And we did, what did I play last night? My gosh. Oh, actually, I played in Tampa last night. But Intermezzo is 9 minutes away. That would be an hour on the bridge both ways. And there's lots of little gigs like that that just make things easier. It makes rehearsing easier. A lot of my friends are down here. We rehearse at the Palladium or Alejandro's studio, and you know, these journeys are 7, 8, 9 minutes. And give you an example, when Alejandro and I mixed my recording that came out last year for the Dreamers, it took me about an hour and 15 minutes, and I did that each way, and I did that every day for an entire summer to mix and produce the record. So, you know, it makes a big difference. You're more in front of a piano than you are behind a truck on I-75 or, you know, 275 or whatever. So the difference between here and London, I mean, that's so different, isn't it? That's so, you know, London is an international world city, and St. Pete is awesome. And I actually think, I'll share this because I was saying this to Paul Wilburn. So I'm kind of like, I just had some coffee and I'm just like, just kind of words are falling out of my mouth. But when I go and do a show in London, if I'm lucky, I break even, or I don't pay myself anything to do a show, right? When I do a show here at the Palladium, I'm not sharing numbers and figures, but like, I can pay all the guys reasonably well. I can look after them, and there might be a little bit something less than myself, and that's quite a big difference. You know, there's a really good infrastructure here, and I really am grateful for that. You know, I think it's awesome.
Well, we also have incredible festivals. We have Emmett with
exactly.
David Manson. We have the Clearwater
exactly.
Jazz Holiday. And we have something
exactly.
that you're going to be part of, which is Joan Dragon's Suncoast Jazz Festival. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing up there.
Yeah, I'm so happy. Honestly, I'm thrilled to be involved. I've gone every year for the last three or four years and hang out and just kind of supported, which is really important to me. And this year they invited me, which is awesome. I'm going to be doing a set with Alejandro Arenas and Alison Nash, and that's our new project called the Arenas, Lasky, and Nash Project. Can you see how we came up with the name? Pretty clever, eh?
Yeah, pretty clever, I think. Simon Garfunkel wannabe, but actually, it's just, honestly, so this Bacharach, you and I have talked about Bacharach,
yeah,
of course,
yeah.
Truly, I'm telling you folks, this year at Suncoast Jazz Festival may be the best yet. Tell us a little bit about what Burt Bacharach means to you, why his piano music and his lyrics are so meaningful to you, and to right now when when we need sunshine in our lives.
Yeah, well, he means a huge amount. I think as creative musicians, and I'm from a classical background and work mostly in jazz now, but I'm always, if I'm trying to choose a repertoire, some songs to make my own, to arrange either for my band or the Ranislavski and Nash, there's got to be high-level content within that song, okay? If there's very little going on, you really haven't got much to work with, and Burt Bacharach's music is at the very, very top of that list of gorgeous harmony, melodies that will resonate down the centuries, and enough kind of rhythmic interest that you can play around with it and make it really fun. So as jazz musicians, we're like on the front foot already because we've got stuff to work with and to make it our own.
Alison Nash adds something to this, doesn't she? Because tell us a little bit about Alison, because I think she's one of the best kept secrets until now.
Yeah, I think she's becoming less and less of a secret, which we're all thrilled about. Her and I connected, it's funny, like I can't remember my life without Alison in it, bless her. But we've only known each other about a year and a half. I bumped into her on a gig, and then we got talking. We'd seen what each other was up to online. I think she'd done something with Jeremy Carter and La Lucha that I just thought, well, who is that? But yeah, she's a special soul, very... very gifted vocalist, very natural person, and a very natural musician. So, with the Bacharach stuff, and she's got incredible ears, and, what Alejandro and I are doing with the arrangements, and it's not easy, but she'll find a very natural way of delivering it. I've been, I guess she's something of a muse in the same way that Dionne Warwick was for, how David and Burt Bacharach. It's, I'm always writing the arrangements for her with her voice in mind, and she does the right balance of making it her own, but not trying to do too much. And I think that's really, again, as an artist, that's what you're... we all know those vocalists who try and do too much and try too hard, and it can get a bit cloying. With Alison, she's just a very naturally gifted musician. And that's not to diminish her skills, which are amazing, but I think all three of us are always talking about emotion and narrative and trying to take the audience on a journey. And the most common thing after the performances of the Bacharach stuff, the audiences come up to us and they'll say something along those lines. They'll just, if someone cried in a good way, that's a little bit of a break from some of the less pleasant things in life, isn't it? And so I think that's really nice to hear. And that's what, that makes us happy because we feel the same playing it. It's very powerful and you want to take people somewhere. And that's what I think live music can do.
Is there going to be another album coming out, and might it be some Burt Bacharach?
Well,
I still want you to do the play. I've sent you the information because I originally interviewed Burt Bacharach 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and I would love to see somebody produce that play with you as the musical director. Did you hear us, folks? Bill Edwards, Paul Wilborn, Studio at 620, American Stage, we're calling your name.
And if I know Nanette, it's probably going to happen because I know what she's like. in terms of recording, I've got two things on the horizon.
Tell us.
So Ranislavski and Nash Project, we are hoping to record in the new year. Those of us who follow us online, we're going to need your help, most likely. So please kind of keep following us, keep in touch. You know, recordings aren't free, so we'll be fundraising in various ways. But we would absolutely like to put out a record. And then, excuse me, then I've got to start thinking about my next record, which I've got a pretty good idea of, but I'm not going to say anything right now.
Well, we'll save that for another surprise. Yeah. Yes, please.
Yeah.
So, Simon, I just want to ask you this. You teach. And what is your advice for young musicians who want to compose, want to play, want to perform? What do you tell your students, my friend?
I tell them good luck. I tell them practice. Practice, 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 and keep practicing and keep. No, I mean, so those are the obvious things, really. I mean, I do think a successful career is a mixture of it's who you are as a person. Obviously, you've got to be good to work with. You've got to have the required skills. I mean, there's a Quincy Jones book I read when I was about 21. I was working on cruise ships, and he wrote a biography, and he just said, make sure you're ready for the call. So call is in, you say Carl, I say call, C-A-L-L. So when the phone goes or email or a text or something comes in, you know, can you say yes to what you're being asked to do? And if you can say, and the better your skills are, the more likely you'll be able to say yes to the work that's being offered. And then the third thing is I always think, and I was saying this, I've got a wonderful composition student actually at HCC. He's more in the sort of classical mold, but you have to be yourself, and you have to sort of forge. And I think people know as they come into my show, they probably have a reasonably good idea of what it's going to be and what it's not going to be, right? If you go to a James Suggs show or a Daniela Solidarity show or a La Lucha show or a Jeremy Carter show, you have a reason. They've all got very strong musical identities, and you know what you're going to get. And I think you have to do that. You can't be everything to everyone. You've got to do your thing, but do it as well as you possibly can.
Folks, if you've just joined us on Music Scene, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser. I've been talking to the one and only Simon Lasky. He is a pianist, a composer, an educator, world famous, and we are so lucky he lives here. You have to catch his show at the Palladium on October 25th. It's going to be at 8 o'clock. Tickets are going fast. We'll have everything up in the website. And then again, you can catch him any Friday night at the Birchwood Hotel, and even more better, at the Suncoast Jazz Festival, November 21 through 23. So, Simon, thank you so much for joining us. Parting words to our listeners about why piano music is just the thing to listen
well,
to.
Well, parting words to listeners is thank you and Radio St. Pete for all you do, Nanette. You're a wonderfully positive, wonderful person to have, a huge asset to the whole scene. So thank you for what you do. What's the question? Why is piano music?
Yes, why piano? You know, I'm a piano, and I can't say what it is, but I am a piano fan. I follow the piano everywhere in saxophone.
Yeah,
those are my things. But why is it that piano is like a voice? So tell us the reason that piano music really has probably one of the most robust voices of all the instruments.
Yeah, I mean, the obvious thing is that I can entertain a room full of people, just me and a piano. And you know, if you play the oboe or the viola or the soprano sax, all amazing instruments I love, you know, you're going to struggle to sit there by yourself for 3 hours. And so I think that's the first thing, is that I can make most repertoire work by myself. And, you know, that makes it slightly odd. people maybe, because it means we don't need anyone else. And my actual favorite, you know, my favorite thing is obviously playing with other people. But yeah, I mean, I think, you know, just the piano and the guitar, because they're polyphonic instruments, they are unique in that way. Just give me a piano, you can put me anywhere in the world, and I'm pretty sure I'll be able to give a bunch of people a good time. And that's really nice, you know. But I've worked hard to be able to do that. I mean, you know.
you make it look seamless, like a ballet dancer or a dancer. But we want to thank you, Simon. Spoke Simon Lasky Group, Allison Nash, Mark Feynman, James Suggs, Alejandro Arenas, Jack Wilkins, his former professor on saxophone, and a very special guest. Simon, thank you. Can't wait to hear you at the Palladium on October 25th.
Thank you for having me, Nanette. Thank you so much for all you do.
For Radio St. Pete, this has been Music Scene.